students in the medicine and healthcare strand of GoCAPS are exposed to a variety of aspects of the health field during the school year. They not only shadow professionals, they also have a chance to help find solutions to problems. Some projects have included developing a dog bite prevention presentation and lesson for elementary-aged kids with the Springfield Greene County Health Department, and developing a plan to educate staff members at an area hospital on the importance of hand washing in patient care. Abby Bays, a senior from Republic, is in her second year of the program, which meets 2.5 hours each weekday during the school year. She says last year she job shadowed, helped with a mock disaster drill, and got hands-on experience through labs in the classroom.
We would do urinalysis tests, we'd do blood tests. When I went to job shadows, I was in oncology, NICU, pediatrics. That's just a few. I did so many.
The program is designed to let teens test drive a career. Ryan Laxon, Cox Health site instructor for GoCAP, says it gives participants career immersion and a chance to learn 21st century skills.
We want them to be thinking creatively and critically, but not just so narrow-minded that they're thinking within the content itself. We want them to be able to apply it to the business world. We want them to be able to present an idea to a boss, to a client, to whomever. We want them to make it through the interview.
Switch again. Hopefully you guys will move locations and obviously find a new partner, somebody that you...
On this particular morning, GoCAP students were learning how to network by practicing talking to each other one-on-one.
Okay, so go ahead and switch. I'm going to give you guys 5 minutes.
Two students having fun learning the skill were Caitlin Cook, a senior at Willard, and Gavin Therian, a senior at Kickapoo, both participants in the medicine and healthcare strand. Cook, who hopes to become an OBGYN and take part in scientific research, says she heard about the program at her school.
I knew that I was interested in healthcare. I knew that that's what I wanted to do. So I figured that it would be a good opportunity to start getting immersed in that field.
Therian, on the other hand, says the program wasn't heavily advertised at Kickapoo. His school counselor told his parents about it, and his mom suggested he attend a GoCAPS information session.
And once I got there, I became instantly astounded by what this program was and everything entailed.
Just a few weeks in, he's already impressed with what they've done so far and is excited about what's to come. Therian is thinking about going into anesthesiology, but he hopes to learn about other career options through GoCAPS. He was looking forward to interacting with healthcare professionals and seeing what a typical day is like for them.
Shadowing healthcare professionals will definitely give us a good feel for not only just what they do medically, but business-wise and professionally, how the hospital works. And the thing about GoCAPS that sets it apart from other programs that shadow medical professionals is that we will not only just be following them around, but we will also be helping them solve the issues that they're facing in day-to-day business hospital life.
Oscar Don Juan is a senior at Central High School. When he heard about the GoCAPS program, he thought that getting to know employees working in the healthcare field would give him an advantage as he graduates high school and moves on to the next phase of his life. Don Juan hopes to someday go into family practice as a physician, possibly focusing on pediatrics.
You're out there and you're connecting, and I feel like that's a really great experience to have.
Abby Bay says she definitely plans to go to college, but she's not sure what career she'll pursue yet. After spending a year in GoCAP, she's looking into possibly becoming a laboratory or pharmacy technician.
I really liked getting in that lab atmosphere where you're so close with your coworkers and everything. I really like that.
She says GoCAP's helped her narrow her career choice down. She went into the program wanting to be a maternity nurse.
I was like, that's not for me.
Narrowing in on a career choice before starting higher education can end up saving students a lot of time and money, according to GoCAP's Mercy site instructor Mary Edgerton, and that's what the program helps teens do. Both Bays and Cook say they especially appreciate the change from the typical school setting. Cook says the atmosphere of GoCAP's is completely different from a classroom.
As high school students, we're so used to sitting at a desk and listening to teachers and repeating back exactly what they want to hear, and this program is not that. It's great to be getting involved in ways that we're not used to.
The only downside of GoCAPS, according to Therian and Cook, is trying to fit the program into their busy schedules.
There's classes that I'm missing out on, obviously. I'm not going to be able to take all the classes that I want that I think will prepare me for college, but I think that being in a real-world environment is going to benefit me more than knowing physics. So I think that's really the only downside, and that's really not... that can be overlooked.
With Kickapoo's 4-block schedule and this being a year-long program. It was definitely difficult for me. I had to move around some classes, but ultimately, like she was saying, the benefits of this program definitely, they far outweigh any troubles of moving around your classes or sacrificing what you'll have to take to come here and be part of this.
Learn more about GoCaps at ksmu.org. For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski.